every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? That means After Dark Radio is coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And we have a very special show today. We're going to be talking to Frank Joseph Hoff of the University of Washington, my alma mater. And he's going to be talking about the lost continent of Atlantis. So that's going to be coming up on After Dark Radio today. And also tomorrow, if you are a subscriber to YouTube on the Platinum tier, we're going to have a live Q&A with Lance Storm. That's going to be coming up tomorrow for Platinum subscribers. Ask him any question you want, myself as well. That's going to be tomorrow at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Thursday. So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. And that's really the stuff for the next couple of days that I got to make sure we get out there before we get into today's show. And, of course, today we will talk about Winter is Coming, the AW Dynamite show tonight. And, yes, we finally do have two Continental Classic matches. I guess we found out who's not injured, and thus we have two more matches. So five segments announced for Winter is Coming up here tonight. Saturday is Saturday night's main event. John Cena versus Gunther, a number of other matches as well, and we've got a bunch of updates on some changes to that show, actually, and what the plan is for John Cena and Gunther. We also have updates on Darby Allin and how he is feeling, the SmackDown show, the Collision show, and the Raw show, the ratings for all of those, update on Travis Scott, plenty more, and we'll get into it after the break. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
It's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is here. You want to cut a promo on Vinny? No.
I could care less.
Oh, one of these I could care less days? Is it going to be a show full of I could care less?
God, just move on already, please.
Why? I'd much rather talk about that than anything else today. You want to talk about NXT? I'm not gonna. If I go this entire show without doing an NXT review, I shall.
I mean, I'll do the NXT review in the last segment if you want to take off.
Nah.
You can come back for that last
I don't even want to cover
you
it.
You can come back and plug your extraterrestrial radio show.
Hey, yeah, I can
do
that.
Later on, do whatever you want.
Hey, you know what? 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. It's After Dark Radio.
Give me 1240 or 1254.
We're going to talk about Atlantis.
Through NXT.
What do you think about Atlantis?
I think he's a fantastic luchador. Probably one of the best out of the past 100 years, probably ever in history. He's captured so many masks, defeated so many other legends. What do you want me to say about Atlantis? His son is going to have a great future.
We're going to talk about the lost continent of Atlantis, a 2 Pacific 5 Eastern today on After Dark Radio. Thank you, Tom, for that excellent plug. Well, we got a lot to get into here today.
God forbid I speak wrestling on this show.
So much. Your whole gimmick is to not talk about wrestling here on this show. Are you kidding me?
No, it's to talk about wrestling that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, like NXT. Are you going to be angry if you don't do the NXT report here today, since you had to take notes on it?
Angry?
Yeah, give me a yes or no.
Yes, I will be angry. I just told you to take the 14 minutes off.
I don't want
to
take the time off.
Go dust.
I don't quit.
Dust your house or whatever.
Dust my
house.
So
you
don't
have to pay the woman to come do it and interrupt the show.
Listen, this coming Saturday is Saturday night's main event. We got a bunch of updates. So, the originally scheduled Javon Evans Leon Slater match versus AJ Styles and Dragon Lee is now for the tag team titles. Wow. The tag team titles are on the line. It was initially promoted as a non-title match, but for whatever reason, it is now for the titles. That's very exciting. Then they've announced, I actually don't think this has been announced, but it's being reported, that Jesse the Body Ventura is scheduled to be at the show. Jesse the Body Ventura is going to be at Saturday night's main event with a live microphone in Washington, D.C. That sounds like a great idea. So that's the plan. He's back. And then the rest of the lineup has Bailey and Sol Ruka, in which Zarya will interfere and call Sol Ruka the match, cost her the match. Cody Rhodes and Oba Femi, who is currently the NXT champion, and John Cena versus Gunther. So, as I talked about today on my X for my Twitter subscribers, right now, the Saturday Night's Main Event show is, it has no runtime. It has a start time, but it has no end time. So basically, the show can pretty much go however long they want. This is not going to be like when they were on NBC and Goldberg's match, whatever happened there, and they had to get him in and out, and he was upset about it or whatever. They can basically go as long as they need to go. Probably will end up going like 2.5 hours. And at this moment, the opening match is scheduled to be John Cena versus Gunther. And John Cena is going to get as much time as he wants. So you're going to have long entrances. You're going to have the whole shebang. The match is going to go as long as he wants, because with John Cena, he basically calls his matches in the ring. And then when it's over, they're going to do whatever they do afterwards. And it'll probably take up the entire first hour of the Peacock show, at which point they'll do the other three matches. And when the show ends, the show ends. So that is the that's the plan for Saturday night's main event. What do you think is going to happen, Tom?
Well, first of all, I think it's odd that the way that they're going to do that, because I would expect that there's going to be a large portion of viewers who will in turn turn the channel. You know, maybe I guess they don't care about that, but I would expect that to happen after John Cena's retirement. Maybe they're going to save some sort of ceremony and promote that for the end of the show. I don't know. I expect John Cena to win. I expect Gunther to indeed and definitely, finally, once again, give up.
Yeah.
At the hands of the STFU.
As he should.
And, yeah, I think you're right. I think Zarya will cost Sol Ruka the match. I believe that Oba Femi will lose because somebody will probably cost him the match. And, hey, maybe Javon and Leon Slater.
Oh, that was a good one. So anyway, you think Oba Femi is going to lose because someone's going to interfere?
Yeah, it could go the other way, too.
I think Cody's beating him clean. That's actually what I think. I think they're going to do that deal where Oba puts up a real good fight, but then he gets beaten there in the end. That's my... Because I don't think they're going to have two NXT matches where somebody costs a person the match in a four-match show.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, you want to know why?
Like, they're not going to do the same tropes for the men and the women on the show? Give me a break.
I will tell you why. Because whoever's booking NXT is not booking Saturday night's main event. So I don't expect complete incompetence. Maybe a little bit of minor incompetence, but... you know, I think we'll have a clean finish with Cody and Oba. I would be flabbergasted if Javon and Leon Slater won. It's possible. I mean, quite frankly, you know, this wasn't a title match until this morning. So maybe somebody in the main roster was just like, these people in NXT are incompetent. Can we actually do something with this? Let's do it ourselves, because they ain't going to do it. We'll find out Saturday night, but I ain't holding my breath, brother.
Maybe they felt the heat from WXW.
Oh, yeah. Tonight is Winter is Coming. We actually have the championship matches, which is kind of funny, actually, when you think about it, because they didn't announce them until today, and apparently they were trying to see like who was hurt and who was not hurt. And one of the matches...
Continental Classic matches.
They announced
the championship matches
championship,
in advance.
But the Continental Classic matches. So they announced today... I love that they had to wait for this one. Okada versus Jack Perry. Okada never does anything. There's no way that guy's hurt. And Jack Perry hasn't even wrestled a match in I don't even know how long. So that one's tonight. Okada versus Jack Perry.
The pay-per-view, like 10 days ago.
Jack Perry? Oh, he was like a multi-man. I'm talking like a singles match.
He was in a... I mean, it was a wild match.
It was. But he's not hurt. So then Kyle Fletcher and Speedball Mike Bailey also in the Gold League tonight. The rest of the show has Samoa Joe and Eddie Kingston, which should be quite good. Babes of Wrath and Timeless Love Bombs for the women's tag team titles. We will have new AEW women's tag team champions tonight, for those of you counting belts. And Hangman Page and Swerve Strickland versus Shibata and Powerhouse Hobbs is also on the show. And Darby did do an interview with 680 The Fan, and he said, despite recently being hospitalized following his match against Kevin Knight, and despite not being cleared by the medical team, he says he feels great. I feel like a million bucks right now. I'm not lying. I'm just not medically cleared. They're just saving me from me, which is fine, which is good. But at the end of the day, I feel amazing right now, which actually is what I'd heard a few days ago as well. He said he feels great, but medical has to clear him. And they did not, and so he's out of the tournament, and he's being replaced by Jack Perry. So we would have seen Darby Allin versus Okada tonight, but in fact, we will not be seeing that match. So that's the update.
Oh, man.
What?
Well, we won't see that match, because I could just imagine Darby going for that coffin drop and Okada drop-kicking him in the back of the head.
That actually would be awesome. There's a lot of great things they could have done in that match. But you know what? Okada and Jack Perry is going to be great as well, because Okada can't help himself. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, we're running out of news here. We have to talk about NXT. Saturday night's collision. I'd rather talk ratings. Saturday night's collision, 267,000 viewers, down 6%.
I got some news for you.
And, okay. 18 to 49, a .03, which is horrific. And they were going head-to-head with the Deadline PLE, UFC 323, and several college football championship games. It is astounding to me that some fans apparently skipped the Continental Classic to watch Deadline. God help me. Then SmackDown, 1.06 million on the USA Network, a .24 in 18 to 49.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Deadline was a good show.
Deadline was a good show.
Deadline was a great show.
Till the end.
I mean, how many times have there been bad Iron Survivor matches?
The two Iron Survivors were good.
Yeah, and I think that they usually are. So I'm not too surprised that NXT Deadline took a chunk out of Collision.
Well, I don't think that either of those matches were as good as that John Moxley Takeshita match.
No, but they're better promoted. They're more looked forward to. They're staples of NXT. I would love to know. I would love to have been around the round table when they come up with the idea for like the Iron Survivor, where it's like, okay, we're going to take an element from all of the matches that we've created in the past, like Hell in a Cell, the Elimination Chamber, the Iron Man Challenge, whatever. And we're going to put them all together in one. You know,
what'd they get from Hell in a Cell?
Cool. I don't know. There's people in pods.
Elimination Chamber.
They do big spots.
Okay.
You know.
Then Raw.
Defying stuff.
Raw did not crack Netflix's global top 10 again. You can thank Stranger Things, which once again took 5 of the top 10 spots. The December 1st Raw ranked number 9 in the U.S. And a bunch of holiday specials. These holiday specials every year just do incredible viewers.
Big fans of the Heat Miser this time of the year.
Stranger Things Season 5, 23 million views. Sean Combs documentary, 21 million views. I'm just reading this.
That is not a holiday
That's
special.
Really
by
not
the
a
way.
Holiday special. I'm not sure Stranger Things Season 1 is either at 8.2 million. But that's the numbers right there. So
I mean, maybe there's some baby oil in the manger on the Diddy documentary.
Months after Travis Scott's disappearance from WWE, Logan Paul opened up on the plans for Scott and why they didn't happen. Early this year at Elimination Chamber, Travis Scott appeared alongside The Rock and helped John Cena turn heel on Cody Rhodes. God, that's a book in itself. Later appeared at Mania 41, but things soon fell apart. During an appearance on Chris Van Vliet, Cena declined to go into detail about the situation. But on Logan Paul's podcast, he told the story. He says, I was very excited, obviously, for him to enter the WWE. We were supposed to team up with another person. It was supposed to be a 3-on-3. And the day that it was supposed to be announced, he didn't show up. I think what happened is, my guess, he probably realized at some point it's really physically demanding, really hard, and a lot of work. Probably too much commitment for someone who is a rock star of his caliber. Like, Bad Bunny loves it and put in the time and became a good wrestler. But wrestling is about navigating pain. It hurts, and I think at some point Travis probably realized it's pretty hard. I would like to see him make a real run of it, but yeah, I think that's what happened. That's basically what happened. I mean, what he said happened, but I mean, Travis Scott, like, I think they wanted him training, and like, he wouldn't show up for training, and then, you know, he didn't show up for this, and I mean, pretty much they just decided, this guy, he's done. I mean, whatever it was, like, it wasn't, hey, maybe we'll try again at some other point. It was like, this guy's done. And I think he was supposed to have a match at SummerSlam.
It sounds like he was going to be in the match with Jelly Roll.
Yes, Jelly Roll got his spot. And everybody's raved about like how hard Jelly Roll worked and what a great guy he was. So Jelly Roll is the guy that got the Travis Scott role. So that's basically what happened. And Bad Bunny was also at a CMLL show.
Are you sure he got that role, or were they both going to be in the same match?
I don't know if they were both.
He said a six-man.
He did say a six-man, but he didn't say when that six-man was. And he says that the day of the six-man, Logan didn't show up. And I'm pretty sure that was long before SummerSlam, because I had heard by, like, May or June that they were done with Travis Scott.
Well, it didn't stop him from playing his damn song 10 million times over the summer.
Through Mania.
Fiend.
No, I think they axed it after Mania. I think Mania was like the pinnacle.
Dude, I'm pretty upset we didn't get Travis Scott versus Jelly Roll. Now that I think about it.
God. That Jelly Roll did a good job. I got to give that guy credit.
Yeah, that Travis Scott did not.
No.
That's why I want to see him tangle.
And then what's your news?
I was pretty excited about this one. Although in the grand scheme of things, you know, I guess it's not as big a news as Travis Scott. However, just announced today, Game Changer Wrestling is calling back to one of pro wrestling's greatest ever rivalries, says Joseph Courier on the main page. The indie promotion has announced that Tiger Mask 4 will debut for them in February 2026, facing off against Dynamite Kid Tommy Billington in the first round of the Jersey J Cup. GCW and its sister promotion, Jersey Championship Wrestling, are presenting the two-night tournament in Jersey City, New Jersey, on February 6th and 7th, 2026. Tiger Mask versus Dynamite Kid in the year of our Lord, 2026. Can you believe it?
That's what's happening. That is what's happening.
We had Hayabusa against Masato Tanaka earlier this year, and now we're starting off with that next year. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, this is actually news from 20 years ago this week, but you mentioned indies, and I'm sure you heard the Brian and Vinny show last night because of other reasons, but when we were doing the retro TNA, my buddy Mike sends me history. What happened 20 years ago this week in wrestling and in the real world? And 20 years ago this week, there was a CZW Cage of Death show. CZW Cage of Death with Zandig, Nick Gage, and Justin Payne beating...
Justice Payne.
Justice Payne beating Joker, Toby Klein, and Necro Butcher in the main event of Cage of Death, when Zandig did a Falcon Arrow on Joker off a platform into the ring through two tables that were on fire. And this was a fundraiser for Toys for Tots. I love pro wrestling. Sometimes I love professional wrestling. TNA and NXT. Next week, they've got another big match that's been announced. Are you ready for this? It is a steel cage match.
Who is this?
This is TNA.
Oh,
okay. The modern day TNA. It's TNA versus NXT. It is Steve Maclin, Matt Cardona, the Hardys, and Mike Santana versus Stax, Tyson and Tyreek, Lexus King, and The Virgin. It's a cage match.
Yeah, I actually read the spoilers for these shows.
Yeah? I haven't read the spoilers yet. But I do know where they're going. So I guess I have read the spoilers.
AMC?
Well, they are going to AMC, but they got a big match for the debut AMC, which I think it'll make other things make sense, what they were thinking at the time. But anyway, that's what's going on there. And, I guess that's unfortunately the news. I mean, I can go over some lineups. I'm trying to avoid at all costs talking about TNA or NXT, but I don't think we can avoid it.
Did you go through the New Japan tag?
We did that yesterday.
League situation yesterday?
I don't think there's anything new since yesterday, to the best of my knowledge. But, I mean, I could go through it again.
No.
Today, it was actually Bishamon and Zack Sabre Jr. and Ryohei Oiwa. I think that match has already taken place, so I might have missed that. But then Friday, it is Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji versus the Knockout Brothers. And the winners of both of those matches meet in the World Tag League Final on Sunday in Kagoshima.
I am incorrect. You are right.
Yeah, so who
that
won
match
that first
did take
match?
Place. Well, according to the front page of the Wrestling Observer News letter website.
F4WOnline.com.
And Joseph Currier. Zack Sabre Jr. and Ryohei Oiwa are heading to the finals of NJPW World Tag League 2025.
Okay, so it's Zack and Oiwa versus either Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji or the Knockout Brothers.
It's got to be the Knockout
Brothers. It has to be.
Because
and I think the Knockout Brothers should win.
I think the Knockout Brothers should lose, and then you do the match at the Dome, and the Knockout Brothers then defeat Zack and Oiwa there.
I guess you could do that.
They've got like 2 weeks to do this, so I don't know what else you're setting up. They could have gone with Umino and Yuya, who are also a team, but they didn't do that. They should have gone with Desperado and Big Huge Shuge, but they didn't do that. Instead, Desperado's in a four-way, not for the not for the junior heavyweight title. I think you got to go with Zack and Oiwa here to win this tournament, but.
All right.
They've done weirder stuff in the past and weirder stuff putting together this card so far. So
I do hope that the short-term direction of New Japan is Tsuji winning the IWGP title and the Knockout Brothers winning the tag titles and like getting belts on new faces.
They are the tag champions.
Knockout Brothers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I screwed up. All right. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Blood fire.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, Tom is right. Knockout Brothers are the tag team champions. They should lose to set up the match at the Tokyo Dome. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Now, Tom.
And then you get a big win over the man who was just the IWGP champion last year at the Dome and his young upstart partner, Oyuwa. I think it's a great story for the Knockout Brothers to win. And my Jamaican masterpiece, Udo Ice, to hold on to the titles.
All right, Tom is going to do his NXT report here today. I know everyone is expecting me to blow my stack today, but I'm not gonna. I hit my breaking point.
Whoa, yeah, Ariana would not be happy about that.
I hit my breaking point Saturday when Javon got this gigantic win and was immediately laid out like a geek by Tony D, who then stared down Obafemi. And then, after beating down Javon and staring down Obafemi, he had nothing to do with either of them on the follow-up show. And then, of course, they gave Javon his title shot that night, and he lost. Listen, I could get mad, but, like, it's a stupid show. The people in charge are incompetent. And at this point, if I get mad, I'm incompetent. So, I don't care. Review the show.
You know what? I made a similar point to that on Monday when I asked you why you were getting so worked up when they told you exactly what the deal is and that Javon is not going to be a top player for a multiple of years because he's just not ready.
I know. And I told you, and you laughed, but like I didn't explain myself correct. It's not that I don't care about Javon. I think Javon is great. I think Javon should be a top star on the main roster. The bigger issue to me is every day I feel more stupid for watching this stupid show. The issue is the show. The issue is the inability to see talent. That's the issue. Javon is a very, very talented guy. It's not like I don't care about Javon, but the bigger issue is I can't subject myself to such a stupid show every week. I did it with Vince Russo in the 90s. I did it with Vince Russo in the Asylum years. I did it with Vince Russo in like the 2010s in TNA. I did it with Vince McMahon in 2019 when he lost his mind. I can't do it again. I don't care. I am no longer, like, I'm not invested in this show anymore. I'd rather watch and talk about something else. So do your report and then we can talk about something else.
So in this relationship with you and NXT, you're essentially saying, it's not me, it's you.
No, actually, it's me now.
Now it's you?
Yeah, like, I'm stupid for caring. Like, I learned that Saturday night. I'm stupid for caring. So, like, I'm done. So you review it. I don't care.
Hey, NXT on the CW network. I thought it was an entertaining show.
No, you didn't.
Entertaining?
Guys, this guy.
Hold on. Entertaining? I didn't say I think it was a great show. I think you need to listen to what I say a little bit closer.
I can't even
read.
Were
you not entertained?
I can't even read the text that you sent me when you were watching the show last night because we're on Sports Byline. I can't even read them. It's profanity after profanity.
Which, I'm Filthy Tom. That's entertaining to me.
Okay, whatever, dude. Go for it.
The ruler, Obafemi, who is indeed back in his proverbial throne on top of NXT, starts the show. He has his sights set on facing off with Cody Rhodes this Saturday at Saturday night's main event. However, Ricky Saints comes to the ring, the former champion, who was defeated on Saturday at NXT Deadline. He has his sights seemingly set on getting his perceived automatic rematch for the title. But the new Iron Survivor and now number one contender, Javon Evans, comes to the ring. And he says, you know what? I've heard all the talk. I heard everybody saying I need to wait, I'm not ready, but I want my shot tonight. At first, Ricky Saints is like, are you sure? Tries to stop him. But then, he decides to kind of encourage the young OG. He instigates between Javon and Oba until Oba eventually relents and he agrees to put the title on the line tonight in the main event. Tatum Paxley was backstage with some dolls. She's going to go after the culling. Kalani Jordan.
Dolls. She literally said, I'm reinventing myself, and then held up dolls. Like, this is the stupidest show I've ever watched. It's way up there.
Kalani Jordan did battle with Jordan Grace after weeks of bickering, being at each other's throats ever since Jordan Grace was the special referee during the non-showdown, cooperative, four-on-four elimination match between TNA and NXT. Kalani worked over the leg of Jordan Grace, who hit a great Chaos Theory German during her comeback. They ended up on the floor, each trying to tombstone the other. Kalani Jordan grabbed a chair. She missed when she swung it. Grace threw her headfirst into the steps, hit a Vader bomb on the floor using the steps. That was pretty sweet. She was so fed up with Kalani that she grabbed the chair. The referee, Derek Sanders, hey, you know what? We lambast-based these referees, however you say it, over and over, repeatedly on the show. Derek Sanders did his job. He said, this woman is going to bring a foreign object into this ring. He took it from her. This allowed Kalani Jordan to teep kick Jordan Grace off the steps, through the dasher boards, threw her in the ring, hit a 450 splash.
Can you imagine writing the show and your idea for a finish is, let's make Jordan Grace look really freaking stupid. A stupid baby face is, although I think she's turning heel, which she may as well because they killed her as a baby face.
The ref did the right thing, but he also screwed her because he wasn't there quickly enough to stop Kalani Jordan from trying to use the chair earlier, even though, you know, it didn't play directly into it. And he was there to stop Jordan Grace. So, I mean, I think she has a gripe. However, I mean, you can't let somebody hit the other person with a chair. So Thea Hale comforted a distraught Jordan Grace backstage. Grace asked her why she was taking advice from a 16-year-old.
Yeah, and then Thea goes, actually, I'm 22. I've been here for 4 years. 4 years. Somebody goes, you know, Brian, you hate this show now, but as soon as Javon wins that title at Stand and Deliver, you're going to love it again. Brother, the last thing I want on the face of this earth is for him to win that title at Stand and Deliver. Because that means they're going to stall out another 5 months for this guy. Then he's going to win the NXT title, and he's going to be trapped in this place for another year. He's been in developmental for almost 2 years. You think the best course of action for Javon is to keep him in developmental for 3 to 4 years? This isn't Obafemi who walked in off the street. This guy's been wrestling since is like 17 or 16 or 17.
Yeah, but how many times was that in front of the hard cam?
Dude, get out of here. You're an idiot. God. Let's stall. God. You know what would actually make me happy? There's one thing. If he lost to Obafemi last night because he got called up today and Saturday night's main event is like his first day on the main roster. Great. Okay. Great. Quit wasting this guy's career in this developmental league that nobody is watching. Oh, well, Brian, they're doing better tonight. Bro, no one's watching this show. Okay. It's not like he should be on Raw or he should be on SmackDown. All people do is complain about Solo and his MFTs and Jey Uso going for the title again and the same stuff. We're so bored. Well, you know, you got a 21-year-old guy that your 18 to 24 audience would go freaking crazy for. He goes to AAA, they go crazy for him. He goes to TNA, they go crazy for him. He goes to the main roster, they go crazy for him. He goes to NXT, they go crazy for him. But no, let's keep him trapped here for another year and a half. God help me. No, I'm done. Go!
Blake Monroe issued an open challenge to which the locker room emptied out. But from behind, Thea Hale ran to the ring. She locked the Kimura on Blake Monroe, who tapped, then ran from the ring. I actually felt bad at the end of the segment because the crowd was so dead. They did not care that Thea Hale submitted the North American
champion. I wonder why. She's been there for 4 years, and she's lower than she was when she was in Chase U. They had the chance to make her the youngest NXT champion ever, and they dropped the ball on her, too. And so she just flounders year after year, and nobody cared when she got this move. Nobody cared.
Who cares about being the youngest NXT champion ever? Didn't we have some 10-year-old kid win the tag titles with Braun Strowman? I need to care about an 18-year-old winning the title? I'm serious.
Such a gimmick. Talk about Shiloh.
You want to talk about a gimmick? Shiloh Hill lost his mind backstage.
I got to tell you guys something. I don't think this is a gimmick. Just so y'all know.
Speaking of, not a gimmick, but Lexus King. Shiloh Hill took on Lexus King. Lexus King, TNA main event player. One of the men who cost Mike Santana the TNA world title just weeks ago. I think you said he's going to be in a match next week on TNA, or is it this week? In a four-on-four cage match?
Yeah.
Right?
They took one of the main eventers for this big TNA angle and squashed him.
He got squashed by the debuting LFG Season 2 winner. Didn't even get an entrance. The competitor already in the ring, Lexus King.
And you know what's funny is like people will go, I can't believe WWE does this to TNA. No, guys, do you watch NXT? They're so stupid, they didn't even think about that. They were like, ah, let's just use Lexus King. Not realizing he's in the main event storyline on TNA. But they squashed him.
Yeah. There was a promo by Obafemi. Ethan Page did a promo saying NXT will be his. And then, how did we not see this coming? I can't believe that Saturday night in San Antonio, when this man made his big return and he laid out Javon Evans and then he had a stare down with the NXT champion Obafemi. How did we miss the absolute, what was staring us right in the eyes? It was right in front of us the whole time.
How did we think Tony was going after the title? That makes no sense. Except he stared down the champion.
Tony D is going after Ethan Page.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are we blind? How did we not see this?
Yeah, we should have seen that coming Saturday night. That was definitely what I got when that show ended on Saturday night. He's going after Ethan Page. Not Javon, who he beat up, or Obafemi, who he stared down. He's actually going after a different guy. Yeah, thanks.
We're not going to get through this show.
Good. I didn't want to do it anyway.
You want to know what made me mad here? Another.
Oh, yeah, segment. This is a good one. Let's talk about that Shawn Michaels interview when he was talking about who's going to be a breakout star.
Before that, we had the four Iron Survivor losers begging for a shot at the title. You guys just had a chance to get a shot at the title. Ava's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. They're having a four-way because after the Javon match tonight, he's off the PLE. Because of course he is.
Why didn't you find a new contender? These guys just had a shot.
No.
And instead, they're going to have a four-way. So it's like the same match just over and over without the guy who was the clear winner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. That HBK interview.
Oh, just talking about how he was asked, like, who's the breakout? One of the breakout starts at 2026. And he said Ren Sinclair.
Well, guess
what?
And
then on the very next show.
It's still 2025.
That's true.
Because Sol Ruka beat her in less than 3 minutes. Then Fatal Influence came out. And beat her and Kendall Gray up.
Yeah, I was actually crying during this because I actually like Ren Sinclair. And as soon as he said she was a breakout star of 2026, and then on the very next show she did a job, I was like, oh my God, she's going to have to lose every single match in 2026 because that's how they're going to try to get her over. I cannot wait to hate watch that. Complete incompetence of how to get people over.
Speaking of getting over, you think this new gimmick for the Belly Boys is going to get over?
That's the only over thing on the show.
They're Japanese weebs. What are you talking about?
We got to go to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can a white boy speak a little Nihon?
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a look. little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, wrap it up.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get through the show, have we? No, oh, there's still more to go. By golly, Javon really did. He really did take his opportunity at this show as opposed to New Year's Evil. Why? Why would Ava even let this go on? What do you want? A little bit more time to promote this match?
No.
Anyways, this match ruled. It was awesome. And then at the end, Oba was still the ruler. Ha ha. After he ruled Javon Evans. Although, I must say, Javon Evans had it won. Javon was hitting cutter after cutter. He hit a big OG cutter. The ref counts 1, 2. And Ricky Saints pulls the referee. You could see this coming in the opening segment, the way that Ricky Saints was acting, egging on Javon and Oba to fight amongst themselves so he could bide his time and take his opportunity. Well, this was it. He pulled the ref. Javon is not happy with this, obviously. Dives onto Ricky. Then Oba crushes Javon when he gets back in the ring. Hits the fall from grace. And much like Brian's former favorite show, NXT, has suffered a fall from grace, so too did Javon Evans and Oba Femi. Stood tall as the ruler of NXT.
Guys, we got to wrap it up. We're back later on tonight with Dave. Don't forget, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. We're going to talk about Atlantis After Dark Radio. However you're listening to this show, you can listen to After Dark Radio free. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. Don't miss it, everybody. And we'll talk to you again after a while.